You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, it's Sharon Dunlop again here from Fame Mission. Just an update on where we're at with regard to preparation. We're hoping to leave Canada on the last day of February on our way to Kenya, and so we'll be in Kenya hopefully in the middle of March as we pass through Northern Ireland. Been very busy here, a lot of preparation being made, a lot of travel. We were in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago with Grace Sturm, first Sunday in January. We had a great time at her home church in Indianapolis. We're very thankful for the Reverend Jeff Bannister for that meeting. This past week, on Tuesday night, I was at Calgary Free Presbyterian Church, and we're thankful to the Reverend Armin Tomassian for the meeting there, and very thankful for the great number of people who came out to that meeting and the interest shown from the church there in Calgary. We're very thankful to the people there in Calgary. Tomorrow morning, very early, I'm heading off to Vancouver. I'll preach in Vancouver on Sunday, then over to Victoria for the week there, and then to Sunnyvale in California for the following Sunday, and then to the Reverend Paul Ferguson's church in Singapore, where I'll preach the following Sunday. Once I get back on the 6th of February, it will be all hands on deck, so to speak, getting packed up and getting ready to go. I have my wife here. She's been doing most of the work in preparation, and I'm very thankful for her. I'm going to shock her now and tell you how she has been a helpmeet for me. The Lord promised Adam a woman who would be a helpmeet, and the word there is an ally, and the Lord certainly has given me an ally in the work, and I'm very thankful for that. If she can speak to you now without crying after that little intro, I will let her speak to you about the preparations that she's been making for going to Kenya and leaving Canada.
Well, I guess any move is a big deal. It's overwhelming to move a family across a province or across a country. So it's even more overwhelming when you're crossing the world. I think the planning and the preparations seem never to end. Back in the summertime, whenever we began talking about this, I immediately sat down and started making lists of medical supplies that we might need, and just thinking ahead, thinking about all the resources that I would need to take with me simply for the health care of the kids. Then the homeschooling as well. I'm thinking ahead a year or two for a range of children, planning what kind of curriculum I'm going to need and making sure I have it all with me. Also, all the administrative details of banking and address changes and canceling this and that and problem solving, trying to find out, well, how is this going to work over there and how are we going to get around this, getting the passports done, getting the immunizations done, taking the kids for their shots, and even just for me as a mother, preparing the kids and helping them to transition, another big move within 2 years. And I just have to say, I praise the Lord because I just see in them a peace and they're excited to go. We've asked them to pack up most of their toys and books, and it's gone so smoothly, and I'm just so grateful. They're excited to put on their new backpacks in a few weeks' time and head out the door to Africa. So I'm a thankful mother.
Thank you, Grace. There's been a lot of work also with regard to storage. I just this morning packed up half of my library and shipped. It will be shipped out to Kenya next week, Lord willing. I'm very thankful to a friend, Mr. Ian Archibald, who offered me a piece of land at the back of his farm where I could put a 20-foot shipping container. So we got the shipping container, and he helped me insulate it, winterize it, and get it ready for our storage. So we're going to put our furniture in that shipping container at the end of February, and we'll leave it there for safekeeping, and it's winterized and safe, and we're thankful to the Lord for all. A lot of these things we thought were impossible at the very beginning. Even the doctors in sick kids have promised and help for medical supplies and much more help that they, whatever they can do to liaison with the doctors in Nairobi. We're very thankful to them and the support that they have been. My wife was a little bit nervous when we went down first to meet with them, but they were very supportive, and we're thankful to the Lord for opening doors and also closing doors. We trust the Lord for the future It has not been easy. There's been a lot of anxiety and doubts and fears and apprehension. But we pray and continue to look to the Lord for faith to go forward, to move forward by faith in His will. The people at our church, the folks at our church have also been very helpful, and we're thankful to them, the folks at Grace Chapel. Keeping busy and lots more to do before we go. As I said, I'm heading off in the morning to Singapore eventually and back, and I will update you when we get back from Singapore with how the meetings went in Vancouver and California and Singapore. So thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. We will get back to you as soon as we get back from Singapore. Thank you, and the Lord bless.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.